I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for June 12th. Today in 1930, Jimmy Rogers records In the Jailhouse Now No. 2 at the Victor Recording Studios in Los Angeles. Today in 1948, before he starts his gubernatorial campaign in Tennessee, Roy Acuff flies off to Hollywood to film a movie called Smoky Mountain Melody. Today in 1954, Elvis Presley's buddy and guitar player Scotty Moore becomes Elvis's first manager. Today in 1970, Johnny Cash presents a gold record to a South Dakota judge named Sue Hicks, supposedly the inspiration for Johnny's single, A Boy Named Sue. However, songwriter Shel Silverstein denies the judge had anything to do with the song. Today in 1980, for the second time since the series debuted on CBS, John Schneider, Tom Wopat, and the cast of Dukes of Hazzard are featured on the cover of TV Guide. That same day in 1980, Alabama performs their final show as the House Band at the Bowery in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Today in 1988, a judge awards Mickey Gilley $17 million in Mickey's lawsuit against ex-manager Sherwood Cryer. The judge also orders Cryer to remove Mickey's last name from Gilley's nightclub in Pasadena, Texas. Mickey accused Cryer of neglecting the famous country nightclub, which was featured in the movie Urban Cowboy. And today in 1998, the Nashville Zoo names Tim McGraw an honorary zookeeper. Happy 77th birthday to singer-songwriter and guitar inventor Junior Brown, born on this day in Kirksville, Indiana. Happy 40th birthday to guitar player Jess Carson, one of three members of the group Midland. Happy 36th birthday to Kimberly Perry, born today in 1983 in Jackson, Mississippi. She becomes the lead singer of the family trio, The Band Perry. And happy 34th birthday to singer-songwriter and Nashville Star winner Chris Young, born in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're also remembering the birthday today of songwriter Oscar Hammerstein II, born on this date in 1895 in New York City. He composed the Broadway musicals Oklahoma and The Sound of Music. He also writes two 1920 songs that become country hits for Slim Whitman, Indian Love Call, and Rosemarie. And that's what happened today in country music history for June 12th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and your favorite podcasting platform. And follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TICMH Podcast.